What are the other effects of what are the other effects of fight or flight syndrome? Okay, well let's do the heart. So what will the heart do? Okay, so heart rate will go up, and what will happen to strength of contraction? Okay, so stronger contractions. All right, what's responsible for that? Well, yes, it is epinephrine, but what receptor? Okay, remember, the receptors are, there's Greek letters. Okay, so the receptor, I wrote it on the board for you. What's this Greek letter? That's a heart. You can see, all right, bigger. Okay, much bigger. All right, here's our person. Okay, alpha 1. Here's the stomach over here. Alpha 1. And then we have our heart with beta 1. And we have the bladder with alpha 1. All right. So, bladder, arteries, eyes. Now we have beta 1 with the heart. What's it going to do? Okay, pump faster and stronger. Think like the Bionic Man. Aren't they making a remake of that? Oh, Bionic Woman is. Do they do that? Gotta love those 70s sound effects. All right, now, in addition to that, we have some other things happening. So what else happens in the body during fight or flight? Say again? Yeah, we're outside of heart now. Okay, dilation of the bronchi. Here's your lungs, the bronchi. Now, what's responsible for that? What receptor? What? Not beta 1, but you got the right Greek letter. Beta 2. Beta 2. All right. Now, what else happens? Some sugar effects, perhaps. All right, so what organ would that be? The liver. All right, so here's our liver. And that's beta 2. Whoops. Beta 2. So beta 2 causes the liver to produce more sugar. All right, is there anything else that happens? Something that happens in only women, perhaps. What's the organ right above the bladder? The uterus. So, it's not how uterus is shaped, but that's okay. So, beta 2 in the uterus causes what to happen? Say again? Nope, not constrict. It's relax. Think about it for a moment. There's a pregnant woman, and the Huns are coming to the village. Is that the time to have the baby? Or is that the time to hold the abdomen and run? Hold the abdomen and run. So that's why that happens.
So why would it relax, though? Wouldn't it constrict?
No, it relaxes the muscle. Because if the muscle constricts, that pushes the baby out.
Yeah. And which one is that?
What? That's beta 2. All right, and there's one more thing that beta 2 does. And it does what to muscle? It makes them stronger. And what else does it do? Well, it makes them strong, but it's something to do with blood. Gives them more blood. And how does it do that? Vasodilation of the muscles, brain, and heart. And the reason for that is we wanted to get rid of the blood going to the skin and gut, and now we're going to give that blood to the muscles, brain, and heart. All right, so that's fight or flight. What side of the body is that? Sympathetic. Now, imagine for a moment that you were in an accident and you got impaled on a piece of something and you're bleeding out. As your blood pressure goes down, what side of the sympathetic or what side of the autonomic nervous system is going to kick in? Para or sympa? Sympathetic. So what are you going to get a release of? What two neurotransmitters? Neurotransmitters now, not receptors. What activates these things? Epinephrine and norepinephrine. Now, the norepinephrine is going to come from where? It's an N-word. You've got real nerve. So it comes from nerves. Where does the epinephrine come from? From the adrenal gland. So the nerves in the peripheral nervous system are going to release norepinephrine. The adrenal gland is going to release epinephrine, which is going to go through the blood. But both are going to have all of these effects. Now, out of these effects, which ones are only mediated by epinephrine, not norepinephrine? Oh, if you have the table from yesterday, you might know this one. Or if you memorize the table.
Sure.
The one with the pluses on it. So which is the only transmitter that activates beta 2?
Epinephrine.
So what that means is that under ordinary circumstances, your body's nerves are always putting out a little bit of epinephrine, raise the heart rate a little bit, constricts the arteries a little bit, you know, relax a little bit, contracts a little bit, make sure that you maintain your equilibrium. But when push comes to shove and it's time to throw down and fight, epinephrine is what causes these beta 2 effects, which are called the true fight or flight effects. The rest of it you need on a daily basis. You know, pee a little bit, don't pee a little bit. Eyes dilate a little bit, don't dilate a little bit. Heart rate go a little faster, contract a little bit stronger. You know, you might need those just to like to jump up and grab something. You might just need a little bit of boost. Or if you're a little bit dehydrated, you might need a little bit of extra boost. But when you really need stress, the fight or flight response, it's epinephrine that causes the true fight or flight.
So all the rest
of them are causing epinephrine? Both. All of them are caused by epinephrine.
Okay.
But the norepinephrine doesn't cause the beta 2s.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that your body always gives you a little bit of norepinephrine. Just to maintain things. Remember that we call that sympathetic tone, the base rate of firing? And epinephrine is responsible for the real fight or flight response. All right, any questions about the sympathetic side? Does that make a little bit more sense? Looks kind of like the robot from the new movie. Okay, so working out. Working out is an attempt to kill yourself. Now, how many of you have ever seen The Princess Bride?
I have.
Okay, so, and to think, all this time, it was your glass that was poisoned. Actually, they were both poisoned. I spent the last several years building up an immunity to iocane powder. When we exercise, what we're doing is we're trying to kill ourselves just a little bit. And in response, our bodies get stronger. So you get yourself a little bit of stress, and a little bit of killing yourself, but in response, your body increases its ability to deal with stress. So what you're doing is you're increasing the range of stress it would take to kill you. Does that make sense? So when they talk about exercise being relieving stress, it doesn't. Exercise is stress. But the response to it is it makes your body stronger, and then it lowers your resting stress level. We can talk more about exercise physiological changes later, but go ahead.
No.
No?
I was
going to say, potentially, it increases your tolerance. Right, exactly. And sometimes it might sound like I'm just repeating you. It's because the microphone can't hear you very well. Not just you, anyone in the room.